Excited for the World Series?
No. Yeah. I'd be more excited if, you know, my team was in it.
Right.
But, you know, can't always get what you want. Although, now my big thing is, I don't know, I'm kind of worried about the future of Chief Wahoo. Because you saw us saying everybody's going after the Redskins. And maybe yeah. rightfully so, because they're named the Redskins. And it's kind of, and it's like, you know, are the Indians next? And I guess they already, like, sent out kind of like a survey asking people what they thought about Chief Wahoo. And it's like, part of me, you know, there's like part of me that's like, okay, I mean, I get it. Maybe it's a little insensitive, but the other part of me is like, oh, I love Chief Wahoo. We're the Indians. I hate when they use that C. The C's fine, but I hate when they use the C instead of Chief Wahoo. Like, we have that cool logo.
I just don't want to have to rebuy all my shirts and hats.
Yeah, I don't want the name to change. There's too much, I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm probably too close to it to really... I bet, like, almost anybody else... Like, I bet a lot
I can
of,
understand objectively why you're like, that's racist. So, yeah, it's a red-faced,
exactly.
Dude.
Like, I bet our... Somebody was like, you know, if we were the Cleveland Jews, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They would have changed that a long time ago, you know? But, I don't know. I like the Indians. It would be hard for me to accept that. This is a video game podcast anyway, so let's get going. Hello, welcome to the Exploding Barrel Sports Podcast. Changing it up this week. We'll talk about video games after all, I guess.
Yeah. We ever discussed what we're going to talk about, did we?
What? No. Oh, no. We couldn't. There's no preparation. I have some idea. I don't know about what the news.
Go ahead. You introduce things. I'll see
Mike.
What it marks.
This is Mike, and I'm
off to a rollicking good start.
Yeah, this is great. Some games I got a hold of an early. I got a hold of an early copy of Sonic Lost World. So we're going
to. Is that, out yet?
No, it comes out on the 29th.
But the embargo
is out. I can talk about it, yeah. So I'm going to talk about that for quite a bit. Besides that, what else have you been playing? Anything new?
No. I feel like I have.
I thought you played something.
Yeah, what did I play?
Are you playing Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, you'll figure
it out. It was on PC?
That's something dumb. Something I hate.
What? I played something. Yeah, it'll come to me.
I think you played nothing is what you played, and you'll like it. But our community has also been doing things.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to talk about Dark Matter. On Steam. Blizzard All-Stars.
Yeah, what's Dark Matter? Oh, and Watch Dogs Delay. Wait, no, we talked about that. That already happened. That was a thing. All right. So what do you want to talk about first then? What's Dark Matter?
Dark Matter, it was a game. It's an indie game. It was a failed Kickstarter. But it's still released.
Oh. That's always kind of weird to me. Because it's like when your Kickstarter fails, it's like you proved already that there isn't interest in your game.
Well, here's what happened. Because the Kickstarter failed, they couldn't really finish the game. So it just kind of ends with an abrupt to be continued.
Nice, nice.
And everyone flipped shit, because they're like, this game's not done. And there's nothing in the Steam listing or the GOG.com listing to like indicate that this was like part one or an episode. And and of course, the best defense is when the CEO of this company is just like, we gave you everything we said we would.
Are they getting sued?
Huh?
Wait, they're getting sued?
No, I just...
Oh, right. But I don't know.
So, GOG.com refunded everybody.
Really?
Steam pulled it.
Interesting.
And they claim they're going to finish it, but then Gamasutra reported that most of the staff is gone.
So who's going to finish it?
Exactly. Hmm? So...
Yeah, you shouldn't have probably bought this in the first place, is what Mai would say.
Yeah. Whoops.
Apparently the big hotness on Steam is,
Stanley Parable?
The Stanley Parable. Which, I don't know. It's like, I feel like I should play it. I worry that it's one of those games that I feel like I kind of have a feeling maybe I won't really get that much. Like, I forget if I talked about it here, but, like, I tried playing Dear Esther very recently. And I, like, kind of appreciated it. And, like, all you do is you walk around and a narrator says things, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's different and it's, like, neat. But I ultimately didn't really want to keep playing it for very long. And I feel like Stanley, correct me if I'm wrong, I assume it's kind of like another non-game almost like that.
I downloaded the demo, I didn't get to try it yet, I don't know a ton about it, honestly.
I think it's very different from Dear Esther in that it's funny, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's humorous, which is why it's getting a lot
of attention. That could always be entertaining. How much is it?
It's like 20% off, so it's like $10 right now.
That's not bad.
But, I mean, again, it's one of those things where you're like, well, I bet it's either going to be like $2 on a Steam summer sale, or it'll just be in some humble indie bundle where I'll just like get it for, like, yeah, that's why I own Dear Esther. I never bought Dear Esther. It's just in some humble bundle, and like, I guess I have this.
Right.
So, that's kind of the problem now with, like, so many of these indie games have kind of undervalued themselves, I think, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting.
It's kind of weird, but I don't know. Maybe I know some of the squad people have been talking about it over in the Squadron of Shame community group, so if you want to see people talk about it, you can check out that on Google+. But, yeah, I don't know. It's weird because there are games coming out this week that I would love to get, but it's just systems are coming out in a couple weeks. It's like
Batman and Battlefield and Assassin's Creed.
Right, and it's, well, at least with Battlefield and Assassin's Creed, I can be like, well, I'll just hold off the next version. But like Batman, it's just a matter of, like, am I going to get it or not? Because, you know, I could get that on Steam right now, and I'm sure it'll be fun. But, you know, that's one less next-gen game I can get if I get that. And that's going to depend on reviews, because I am really interested to see.
Yeah, how's it? Well, the fact that it comes out, what, Friday?
Yeah.
There's no reviews up yet.
Well, I mean, but that happens.
That always makes me nervous.
It happens more and more now.
I know. It always makes me nervous. I mean, it's an old habit, I guess, but still.
But no, I do, like, I am kind of curious, like, just how good is this, because Arkham City was such a step up from Arkham Asylum.
There's people who'd argue against you on that.
No, who?
A lot of people seem like...
No, I've never heard that.
A lot of people like Arkham Asylum better.
No, they don't. I never heard that.
They preferred that it was a little more directed and not as open worldy.
No, Arkham City's better.
I agree, but
I like Arkham Asylum. Good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, no, City's better. I thought that it was like a general consensus, oh, this sequel's just better kind of thing. Really? Okay. But I mean,
they still like City. They just think Asylum is better.
Doesn't Origins, like, use the same, like, world, technically?
You know, you said that, and I haven't heard it anywhere else, so I can't say.
Yeah. And I still don't quite understand. Like, I know it's, like, early Batman stuff, but like I said, I don't know. I like those Batman games a lot. I'm just worried about it kind of feeling like you know, because you don't have Rocksteady, you have another. It seems like, oh God, we need another one of these because they keep selling.
Well, and I'm sure Rocksteady's working on a next gen one that'll probably come out next year.
Is that the one that like I should actually be caring about right now?
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you make of the 3DS and Vita one?
Like the one that's like a Metroidvania
made by the guys who made Metroid Prime.
Metroid Prime.
Yeah, a lot of guys who left.
Oh, right. Retro.
Retro. Started Armature Studios. That's who made this.
Did they make anything else since they made Armature Studios?
They were working on something that got canceled.
Okay, well, I mean, oh, that's right. What was it? Wasn't it something weird?
Yes.
Okay, but good. But, no, I mean, I haven't really looked into it a whole lot, but I mean, just that concept. I mean, I hope it's good.
Well, yeah, I restarted my Gamefly account this week. I figured I'm trying to sneak my way into Batman, and then honestly, with the next-gen launch, like, I want to play all these games, but I don't necessarily need to own them. I just kind of want to, like, see what they're like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So I figured Gamefly is going to be pretty useful for the next few months.
Mm-hmm. Like, the one guy I am getting this week for sure is Phoenix Wright.
Well, you have your credit from...
Yeah, I still have that credit from when I got for having Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei 4. So, yeah.
So there you go, free game. Hooray!
That's exciting. I was just thinking about, it's like, a game has not starred Phoenix Wright since that...
Phoenix Wright 3.
Right. And that's like God knows when did that come out? That seems like forever ago.
Was Professor Layton Cross Phoenix Wright confirmed?
Yeah, it was confirmed for North America finally. Oh, cool.
Is he getting full voiceover and everything too?
I'd assume so. But that was the one DS Direct talked about that. Hopefully. So yeah, there's all sorts of.
I think it's also weird that Cross has just entered our lexicon. Pretty much entirely thanks to Capcom.
Wait, is that actually Cross? That's not Versus? I think that's Versus. It was Cross. I think that one's actually Versus. I hope it's not Cross. Hey, you know how I feel about Cross.
Right.
It's stupid. Everything should be Versus.
They Versus them.
They Versus. Damn it. God damn it. But, also, I know that Batman would look really good on Steam. But again, it's like, I want to see what the buzz is on it, and there's not...
Yeah, like I said, that one, you gotta go into it with a little bit of trepidation, I guess.
And I know I like Battlefield. That's the Battlefield 2, like, I wouldn't really wait for the next one right now, because my computer could run it, so I'd probably just get it on there, but I don't know if I want to get it right away. I kind of do. I kind of don't. Call of Duty, I just don't care about. That comes out at the beginning next week. I still feel like... I think I saw, like, the Activision guy be like, oh, we think that we can beat Grand Theft Auto 5's numbers. I'm like, there's no way.
Grand Theft Auto... No. I mean, if he would have said we could beat Black Ops 2?
Well, no. Maybe. No.
I don't think so either, but I could understand him saying that.
Black Ops 2 was the old record, and then...
In a month of two new system launches, a much better looking Battlefield launch, you're not going to outsell GTA 5, which will still be selling.
Right. I assume it'll still outsell Battlefield, because that's what it is. But I feel like this is a lot like when it was like Rock Band 3 and Guitar Hero 5 or 6 were coming out.
It has that same smell in the air.
Yeah, it's like, people don't seem to care much, do they? Well, and it's like, oh, we have a keyboard now. Oh, we have a dog now. You know, it's like,
I just feel like, you look at every Battlefield 4 trailer that's come out, you look and you're like, that looks incredible. I honestly haven't, I haven't seeked out much of this Battlefield footage. I've just seen it incidentally. I haven't seen a lot of footage of Ghosts.
No, it's
because they don't look as good.
And that's what's weird is that used to be the kind of the big point of the Call of Duty games was that they looked really good.
Yeah, but they don't anymore.
Like Modern Warfare was the best looking thing ever.
I mean, both games have a very similar advertising campaign to an extent where it's like players talking about playing it, but Battlefield 4's
intercuts with actual gameplay.
Right, and it's a little more specific, where the Call of Duty one is just like, and then we were like, poof, and they went, ooh, and they could be talking about anything.
They're selling it completely on the brand.
Yeah.
It's just all about the words Call of Duty.
Yeah, all you need to know is there's a new Call of Duty coming out. Whatever.
It's like, exactly. It's kind of weird, though, when trying to think back, because, the general gaming, the gaming enthusiasts are they're obviously very kind of apathetic to Call of Duty right now. But, I remember when Modern Warfare, the first one came, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare.
Game of the Year Awards.
Yeah, Game of the Year Awards. Tens. Yeah. Everyone was talking about how important it was.
And it was, but but then they just kept doing it for 6 years.
But all I'm saying is, but it's weird how because of that, Modern Warfare, which was at a time a very well-acclaimed game, it's, no one's going to be talking about that when they're doing, they're looking back at the generation, the best games. No one's going to include Modern Warfare. Even though, it's kind of hypocritical, because
but if you're going to say Modern Warfare, then why not Modern Warfare 2? Then why not Modern Warfare 3? Then why not Black Ops 2?
I will say
2?
That Modern Warfare was the most memorable, because I guess I was kind of doing a lot of the things first.
Yeah.
And it was kind of nice for that. But, I guess it's just everything kind of got thrown into the ground.
Yeah.
This is kind of...
It's you're right. It's Guitar Hero.
I think we're...
Ultimately, it's going to make plenty of money. But I feel like just...
I think it's on the way down. I don't think it's going to transition to the next generation.
I'd be very curious to see how it stacks up the Blops 2.
It's got to be below. It can't matter. Well, because first... And maybe this time they'll blame it on the fact that, oh, it's because we did Ghost. We didn't do Modern Warfare 4. And then the next one will be Blops 3. Maybe that'll do better. I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part, and maybe I'm just not as in tune with that audience that does buy these games, but it just doesn't seem like anyone cares.
I'd be all for a quote-unquote Call of Duty reboot. Get a new game engine in there, and get...
Maybe go back to World War II, which is a weird thing to say, but I don't know.
Or go full-on future. They've been dancing with it lately. Just do it. Get some lasers. Get a spaceship.
Maybe. Oh, God, who knows? That's a... Maybe.
Like I said, I think EA is in a great position because they're going to have the capability going forward to start alternating between Battlefield and Battlefront.
Right.
We're going to get alternating Call of Duty franchises, but they're going to be able to go from realistic military to Star Wars.
Well, they've always been trying to find that alternating franchise, and they tried to make it Medal of Honor, and that didn't stick at all.
But I think Star Wars will do
Star
fine.
Star Wars will probably do a decent amount of better.
I mean, come on, a Battlefront game that looks as good as Battlefield 4?
That'd be pretty sweet.
Amazing.
Pretty sweet. What else did you want to talk about?
Did you see the trailer for this?
Well, it's like a cartoon. It's a cute little thing. I wonder how...
Do you think that's indicative of the art style, this little cartoon?
I think it's indicative of the tone, maybe.
It's going to be a little goofy.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to take itself seriously.
Whoa, our franchises are together. This is wacky.
Right, no, I don't think it's going to take itself seriously at all.
That's good. Well, recap. So, what was Blizzard Dota? No, what was
it
originally?
Blizzard Dota, then Blizzard All-Stars, and now it's Heroes of the Storm.
Yes. So, it's a Dota that brings all of the various Blizzard properties together. I wonder if it'll even go as far to bring in, the Lost Vikings and...
Maybe.
From Rock and Roll Racing.
But don't forget, they have to keep adding characters eventually. Yeah, so eventually they're going to have to start getting obscure there.
That'd be really cool.
But it's a neat idea. I hope it's I wonder how they're going to go with it, because I bet this will be more League of Legends than Dota 2. I think it would be smart. I think it'd be smart to make it a little faster, a little easier.
I wonder what their monetization plan is, because the thing is...
Nobody really does LOL is the only one that does characters anymore.
Right, and that's like...
It's weird.
It's funny, because I like LOL, I think, the best of all of them. But I really appreciate that Dota 2 is like, here's all the characters,
but you know what?
Pay for the cosmetics.
It's kind of overwhelming.
In a way. But at the same time, it's also a little freeing.
I do wonder how this will do, though, because we are going to get to the point now where things are going to get crowded. Because, I mean, Han has its niche, LoL's huge, Dota 2 is huge now.
Yeah, and then you got like, the Guardians Middle Earth and the Infinite Crisis.
Smaller niches. Was Infinite Crisis in... Is that even in beta?
It's in closed beta right now.
Like, some people are playing it somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just wonder... That's like, I know it's technically a genre, but I still wonder how many, like... things it can support.
Right.
And all that jazz. You see people are freaking out, so we go back to Call of Duty. I guess, like, Ghost runs at 720p on the Xbox One and 1080 on the PlayStation 4.
Oh, really?
And people are saying, like, when they're next to each other, you can't tell a difference.
Yeah.
Well, it's just that the fact that people are going to say that's
on a spreadsheet.
Yeah, and, like, people are going, oh,
and I'm
well,
sure
this
it's
one's
because
cheaper
they didn't spend enough time working on the port for the Xbox One version or
something like that. Dumb, right? But who knows?
I mean, look... As we've said, Call of Duty's not really pushing a technical boundary.
Dude, it has artificial intelligence in the fish.
What?
Don't you remember that? Everyone's making fun of them for the fish?
I missed
this. You don't know where to talk. How did you miss this? At E3, when they made a big point how, like, the fish moves when you got close to them.
What, in, like, a tank?
No, just swimming. How did you miss this?
I don't know.
This is like you saying, like, Ridge Racer. When did Kaz say that?
Wow, I feel bad.
Yeah, you should.
So, like, when you're, like, swimming, like, through a river?
Yeah, it's like, so he got close to the fish, and there's a fish, and they moved away, and the guy was, like, really proud of it. So everyone, like, made fun of him, because, you know, games have been doing that forever.
Is it, like, only the next-gen version that does
this? Maybe. It's like, they're like, oh, because of the power of the Xbox One, fish fucking move. And I was like, okay.
I guess I was so fixed on the dog, which you saw the Battlefield trailer.
Yeah,
right?
Like, yeah,
it is kind of funny how the guy punches a dog.
It's funny too how people are like more upset about somebody punching this dog than all the horrible acts against humanity being committed in these war games.
Oh, sure, that always happens.
It's always weird. I mean, I get it, I guess, but I wish people would. I understand that people are upset about, but I wish they would think about it a little bit before they actually, like, say they're upset about it. Like, mm-hmm. Think about what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys. Okay, did you want to just go into our Sonic?
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, I don't think so. You know, things are getting a little quiet. I mean, I know that apparently sales for the Wii U have gone up a little bit because of Zelda.
Yeah, now they're getting rid of the Nintendo Land bundle for a Mario bundle.
Is this the first time ever that you think you could actually classify an HD remake as a system seller?
We're using the term loosely, but yes. It is selling systems.
If systems sales increase by more than two, a factor of two, then you can call it a system. I mean, there's a price
drop,
too.
There's a price
ish
drop,
yeah. But I think it helps that, you know, Wind Waker is great. You know what? I think there was, like, an embargo for some preview for Super Mario 3D Land very recently. People are high on that game.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's good. Well, you know, we were very tepid about it at first.
Yeah, because we expected something more grandiose.
But apparently it is awesome. Well, you know what? I think it's just the name that's kind of...
Yeah, it's a stupid name.
It's a
all
weird
the Mario
name.
Titles, their names are too fucking long. Super Mario Brothers U and Super Luigi Brothers and what? Like I don't even actually. What is its name? Because isn't the brothers like crossed out?
I don't know. But this, I just don't know why they're making it seem like it's a sequel to a 3DS game.
Yeah.
And the whole 3D thing doesn't make sense anymore. And you're using the world, which is weird because you already the name's dumb. They should have come up with something better. I don't know what, but. You know, it's like Mario Galaxy, like, you immediately got, oh, this is, like, the next evolution of Mario.
Yeah, and it's in space.
Yeah, you don't get that with this. Like, I don't know. But apparently people are very, very high on it.
Well, that's
so
good.
Yeah, apparently it should be pretty sweet.
I like Mario games.
Yeah, I like Mario games when they're not
2D. I always play them. I always enjoy them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, speaking of platforms for the Wii U, I got a hold of an early copy of Sonic Lost World. Is it Lost Worlds? Lost World?
I don't know how many
Sonic
worlds are
Lost World? Is it the Lost World? Or is,
yeah,
it, or is it just
Park.
Lost World? The dinosaurs could have helped.
Now, I played a level of this. I can't speak to it too much.
Well,
you beat it.
I beat it, and, you know, I played it, and my first impressions are really, really high, and then, like, all the reviews came out, and I was kind of surprised. Like, whoa, people are kind of down on this.
The review consensus seemed to be that the first third is, like, pretty good, and then it just falls apart.
Falls apart might be rough. The level design definitely gets noticeably worse, especially, like, it gets worse as it goes. Like, mm-hmm. it, like, the best part of the game is, like, that first level. and it keeps kind of like, they keep trying to do things, and it kind of ramps up the difficulty in an unsettling way. And they are kind of bizarrely stingy with the 1-up, so you don't get a 1-up for getting 100 rings.
Which is bizarre. Like, why would you take that out?
Yeah, it's like, why am I getting rings?
That's a convention of the game.
Yeah, I don't get that. But, so let's get back to it. Like, it kind of reworks 3D Sonic, which I think was overdue. I know even for Generations, I know people like that, but I always thought that 3D Sonic, like, since it's been since Sonic Unleashed, has needed some work, because it's been like almost kind of too unwieldy. It's been built around that whole idea that you have like that super dash.
Yeah, it just like plows through
and
everything.
And it's like a little crazy, and usually you're going so fast, you're not even allowed to stop, and you have to use like the left and right bumpers to move left and right. I never liked that. So this, what it does is, the movement is not like, there's no momentum anymore. You have like a kind of a slower speed, and then when you hold down R, you run.
It feels like Assassin's Creed.
Kind of a little bit. And what I like about it, you can do platforming now, basically, without killing yourself. That's what's nice about it, is that it makes platforming much more manageable. Like, you feel like you're actually in control of Sonic's movement most of the time. The downside is, like, you know, that is kind of a Sonic thing where you build up momentum. You kind of lose that a little bit. But, I mean, I think it's a fair trial. I think it's a good idea. Because, like I said, like, the platforming is much better in this than it has been in a while. And, like, when you're on those, like, tubular levels and stuff, it's actually really cool. But the problem is they don't do enough of, like, that tubular level
thing. Yeah, that's what I noticed. Like, it seemed like that looked so awesome in all the trailers, and that's what they show in the trailers.
Yeah, it's like,
but that's not most of the game.
There's not enough of that. There's not enough of, like, the wall kind of running stuff.
Well, you know,
you know what? It goes back way too much to, like, 2D levels again. And I don't know what the obsession is when we keep trying to do these two levels. And those don't really work that well with, like, the whole, like, no momentum running thing.
Right. Well, again, it seems like every Sonic game, you always say to yourself, there's 20% of this that's really good. Now, why didn't they just do all of that?
You know, Jim Sterling actually wrote the best review for this game. And he gave it a 75, and he said, like, yeah, there's some great ideas here, and they can make, like, an awesome Sonic game with some of these ideas. It's just not this one. Like I said, it's fun, and, you know, if I was, like, a number kind of guy, it would be somewhere in the sevens. You know, my first impression, this is even better than Sonic Generations. This is the best Sonic game they've made since it went 3D. And then, like, it kind of got lower when I was, like, when things kind of seemed a little less creative. And, I mean, there are times where it's aping off of Mario Galaxy just shamelessly.
Yeah.
It's absolutely
okay.
It's fine. But, I mean, like, you know, you have, like, the circular worlds, and it's like, we don't need this. It could just be.
Yeah, the one boss fight I saw you doing looked exactly like one of the Bowser fights.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I say, it's a nitpick, but it's something that drives me fucking nuts in modern video games. So, okay, you want to have the bosses who are like the fearsome five.
The deadly six.
Whatever, okay.
But
they're like taunting you while you're fighting them, and their fucking mouths don't move. Come on, really?
Just in general, I don't like. Like, that's like the game of like the deadly six. They're like the bad guys. They're dumb. It's like a bad cartoon. And I mean, the cutscenes in general are just kind of painful, and they commit so many just like storytelling errors. Like, they do things like, I don't want to spoil things, but like they do that thing where like a character's in trouble. Instead of like showing you get him out of trouble, the character like reveals that he's not actually in any trouble, and then you have to watch him get out of trouble. So that, you know, oh good, because, you know, heavens forbid I felt tension or anything. But now that definitely sucks. Stupid. Also, the name's dumb, because it's like trying to be like the Furious Five or the Sinister Six without the alliteration.
Yeah.
So it just sounds weird saying it. But, you know, they're just all like cartoon stereotypes, and they're the bosses, and the boss fights aren't very good still. They're better than Sonic Generations, that terrible boss fights. The boss fights are better than that, I guess. But, you know, I guess what I'm saying, everything, I sound more down on it than I was. It was fun to play through. It looks really nice on the Wii U. It's, you know, very colorful and all that stuff.
What do you feel of the way it uses the, like, color powers from Sonic Colors? Do they add anything to
the game? No, I think they could have been
just cut.
I think it could have used without. The only one that's really any kind of neat is, like, the digging one, which has a kind of a neat thing to it. But no, most of them are kind of, eh, why are these here? The other thing, they need to get rid of the homing attack.
You think?
Yeah, because that's like, that is the one time where things go awry and you'll die accidentally, because like that just doesn't work like you expect it to. Because you'll have like the homing lock-on thing and you push it and it doesn't work sometimes.
Well, when I was fighting that first boss, I kept like, I just, you know, he wasn't in a state where it looked like he should be invulnerable,
yeah,
like bosses
get.
Like, and it's like, I just jump in the air and just immediately hit the button, but like, oh, it didn't, well, didn't actually thing,
like,
even
yeah.
try
like,
to so, home
like,
on.
Half the time, like, yeah, like, sometimes you're just not allowed to do it. Some bosses, like, you do it and it hurts you, and it's not clear why. They don't always have spikes.
And in this one,
sometimes
too, like,
you have to kick them.
It doesn't do, like, other 3D songs then, where the second tap just boost you forward if there's nothing.
Right.
You just come out of your spin and
because
you're
there's a double jump. So if there's nothing there, you do the double jump. So
I kept just landing on bosses.
Yeah, they've been using
myself.
The homing attack as a crutch forever because it's like, because how else are you going to do things? But I don't know. The homing attack just isn't working that great. But like I said, it's a fine platformer. It's definitely, you know, it's not. That's like some of the reviews are trying to make this out to be like a Sonic Unleashed or Sonic 06 level disaster. It's not that at all.
It's funny too because everyone was so positive on it when it was first shown. And
well, because I'm saying it has merit. Yeah. You know, it's fun. Do you want to pay full price for it? Probably not.
I wonder what the 3DS one's like.
Yeah, because they're always like kind of similar but kind of different. I wasn't that into the 3DS version of Sonic Generations, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think that's what it is. It's like it's ultimately a disappointment. It probably should have been better than it was. It just seems like they fall apart in level design, which is weird. It's like that's like just not these guys' strength.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I don't know. Get some Sonic, get some Mario guys on there.
Yeah, seriously.
But it is what it is. Hey, it's a Wii U game, there's that.
Yeah. I remember what my game was.
What?
The Wolf Among Us.
Oh yeah.
Yes. I haven't finished the first episode yet. I'll probably maybe tonight. I don't know.
I still need to play freaking Walking Dead.
You should. So this is, you know, it's, you know, Telltale. It's got a lot of similarities to Walking Dead, except where Walking Dead was kind of like, not really horror, but more just kind of like political, not political, like societal tension.
Mm-hmm.
This is just straight up film noir, but with fairy tale characters.
Oh yeah.
So like, I don't know how familiar you are with the whole Fables comic
I read a little
book.
Bit about it. It's like, yeah.
So the conceit is like all the fairy tale characters, were kicked out of their kingdom by the Nemesis, I think it's called, something like that.
This seems to be a really popular thing right now in, like, media. It's like transplanting fairy tale characters into, like, different settings.
But this has been around for 20 years, so right, it gets away with it. So, if you were a human character, you're good. But if you were, like, the Three Little Pigs or Mr. Toad, because they want to remain kind of hidden from society, you have to pay for a spell called a glamour to make you look human.
Yeah.
This is the source of a lot of like kind of caste system.
So you
conflicts.
Are like the wolf, but you look.
So
like,
you're a big bad wolf, but you were able to afford a glamour and your new role in this society because one of the like all the fairy tale creatures like okay, everyone look. We got to start our new lives here, so let's all start with a blank slate. Whatever we were in the past, good guy, bad guy, we're all cool now. And so Big Bad Wolf, who now takes the name Big B Wolf, is the sheriff. And even though, we're supposed to be clean slate, but this guy was an asshole a few years back, you know? So, like, he's kind of like, you know, it's not the hero we deserve kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to make good.
That's cool.
So, like, it's got, like, a lot of that cool tension and everything.
Is it, like, what the game, is it, like, more traditional adventure gaming or more like Walking Dead?
I'd say it's kind of in between. Like, I'm picking up items that have an inventory.
Okay.
So I know you like that.
Yeah.
But it's got, like, all the conversation tropes of Walking Dead where even silence is an option. But, like, the game starts pretty quick with a really cool, like, action fight sequence between you and the huntsman. Who's got a massive chip on his shoulder because, like, he was the hero, you were the bad guy, and now, like, he's just, like, an alcoholic. No one likes him.
Hey, you know.
Very adult, too, this game.
Really?
There's prostitutes and drug use and all kind of stuff. It looks great. Because, you know, like, Telltale always gets criticized for their games not looking the best, like, especially Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
But they just nailed this comic book style perfectly. It looks so great.
They got some more money now, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I do wonder, just, like, how much did they make off of Walking Dead? How profitable was that?
I mean, it's on Vita now. Like, they ported it to everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, if you liked Walking Dead, definitely get this. If you think you'd like this kind of milieu, the like film noir fairy tale thing, it's so fun. I had a blast with it. It's just it's really unique. It's really fun.
Cool. Want to talk about our Google Plus community?
Yeah, you have anything to say about Pokemon?
I did some wonder trading, which is kind of fun. That's where you like just randomly pick a Pokemon, you just randomly trade with somebody.
And you won't get something random in return?
Well, it's not really. It's random, but you know, I mean, it's something that the person picked.
Yeah.
So you're kind of at their mercy. You know, most of the time you get junk, but you kind of just like sit there and do it for a while. You get some neat things. Like, I got an Aerodactyl, I got a Bulbasaur, a Scyther. It's kind of neat because, like, you know, sometimes people just have stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's cool.
So it's kind of a neat thing. But Jay Loretta was kind enough to put up a trailer for Rezo Gun, or as I called it incorrectly, I guess Res Zero Gun. And this is the PlayStation Vita kind of indie
PS4.
game. 4. What did I call it? Vita?
Vita.
Yeah. This, yeah. Is there not going to be a Vita version?
Because I don't know.
But anyways, it's kind of like Super Stardust now. I see. It's and Pete pointed out, it's kind of like Defender almost. It's like a really flashy Defender. Remember Defender?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
like I said, it uses a voxel-based engine, so everything has volume.
Yeah, everything, it's very pretty looking, and it has like a lot of like neon kind of lights.
Yeah, I think
so. It looks cool.
Free for PlayStation Plus members on launch. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool. Also, you were kind of talking about the John Davison's First for Gamers.
Yeah, his the company he works for, Red Robot Labs, released it last week. It's kind of a weird cross of like a message board, Twitter, and Pinterest for gamers.
Is it a website or is it just an app?
It's just an app.
That's why I was confused. I was like looking for it.
Yeah, it's just an app. iPhone and Android. They're working on the iPad and tablet versions right now. I really dig it. Because I always lurk in forums. I never really participate in them. And part of it is just because it's too long, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like Twitter. It's not 144 characters. I think it's 300 is the most a post can be. And, you know, it's just a nice flow of conversation. You can create a topic. You can post a link or a YouTube video. And then it just creates a comment thread below it. I actually got up a thread because we were talking about this in the car the other day about who was your favorite character from this console generation.
Yeah.
So I posed that question. It turned into this huge thread. A lot of people participated. John kept making a growing like montage photo of all the characters people were talking about and posting it. It's really cool. I had a blast with it.
You see, we were talking about this before in the car. I think we agreed to, you have to have like John Marston from Red Dead, mm-hmm. Nathan Drake.
Yep, Ezio.
Ezio, GLaDOS. What else did people say? Anybody you kind of forgot about?
Faith from Mirror's Edge, Faith. One that you should probably like pretty well.
Yeah, I do like Faith.
People brought various characters from Borderlands, Claptrap.
Well, that supporting character is kind of different. Like Garrus Vakarian, I would say.
Yeah, Garrus.
It's hard to say Shepard, Commander Shepard.
People said specifically FemShep.
But it's like, but I mean, it's not just that. It's just like because Shepards can be so different. I guess it's like there's really two Shepards, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's like good or bad Shepard. I think most people kind of mean good Shepard.
But yeah, no. Elizabeth and Ellie and Joel and
kind of those newer people. Yeah, you're right. I played through Mirror's Edge again. And I was kind of prompted because I got my video card and I really got sucked into it. I mean, I love that game. And it's kind of funny because people were kind of hard on that game when it came out. People were kind of disappointed. They gave it like 8s because they're like, oh, you know, we don't like that. It's kind of hard and you're indoors too much and we don't like that there's guns. But I don't know, I think the level design of that game, even in the indoors, is just really smart. And there's always a sense of urgency
mm-hmm.
to it, and like the platforming puzzles are very well designed, and like even like I know people, you know, I played through this time, I didn't shoot anybody, but it's still like that I just love that, you know, guns are so powerful in that game. If you get caught in the crosshairs, you're probably dead. And I love that you kind of have to figure out, and maybe it takes like 20 tries before you kind of figure out the right way to do it, but whatever, like how you're going to take out a room full of 6 people with automatic weapons when you're just like a girl who runs fast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like Mirror's Edge. I think that game has aged much better than a lot of other games from like 2008.
When you played it just now, did you mouse and keyboard it or gamepad?
I did both. It worked fine both ways, yeah, actually.
I was curious just which one you preferred.
Right. No. Like I said, no, I'm fine either way with that one, really. But, I have high hopes for that.
The sequel's coming.
I hope. Because I said, I love Mirror's Edge. That's good stuff.
Very good.
Well.
Oh, I was going to say, did you see this sort of thing Sony's doing with some PS4 games? They're going to do, like, a PS4 version of Flower and Flow.
Yeah, is that like what makes them different?
Just updated for the PS4, but they're cross buy. So,
like for all three?
If you had it on PS3, you get the PS4 one free.
Is that going to be a thing, like cross, like three way cross buy?
Well, I think so. Like, I mean, these particular games, I'm pretty sure they all actually share the same engine, which is probably part of why that. Like, I know Sound Shapes is included in there. And what was the fourth one? I forget.
Anyway, I remember there was another one.
Yeah. But that's super cool.
That's neat. You ready?
I know Flower's going to run at 60 frames per second instead of 30. So,
there you go.
And I like Flower.
Okay, well, GameSpot's thing's still not working with the releases. But
if anyone really misses us telling you the new games, tell us.
I always like that because it's a cap. Kind of, you know, whatever. But if they figure it out, we'll do
it. Batman comes out.
I know Batman.
I know that.
Well, it's a big week because you have Batman, you have Phoenix, right?
I forget all the current gen versions of all these games that we're buying next gen come out this week.
Well, and yeah, I mean, Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed comes out this week. That's weird. It doesn't feel like it. You know, it's funny.
Tomorrow, Assassin's Creed?
Maybe.
Easy talk.
Maybe it's Friday.
That's weird, but I know Batman's come out Friday, which is weird. Games don't usually come out Friday.
Yeah, I don't know why that is either. Maybe it's, again, that makes you nervous, like, because that's, like, the end of the news week and people won't be talking as much.
That's not why.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's not going to be terrible. I'm sure it's going to at least
be...
If anything, it's going to be uninspired, but it should still be, like, you know, it's Batman,
right.
The game. That's the 29th for Assassin's Creed.
Tuesday.
So a little bit later, yeah.
Yeah, I have to say, like, I haven't really seen a lot on Assassin's Creed 4. Like,
I've been kind of
avoiding. I don't even know what the main character sounds like.
Yeah, I think you talked in a commercial and he sounded different-ish. That was kind of my thing with Assassin's Creed 3. I thought that the Connor's father was kind of more interesting than Connor.
Yeah.
And I kind of liked that. Everyone kind of hated that long prologue in 3.
That was my favorite part of the game.
I loved that game. Yeah, I loved that part.
That was my favorite part.
I liked that prologue. I thought it was cool. I kind of thought it was a good setup. I am interested to see how they kind of do things. Like, I know the real world thing's different. I don't quite understand exactly what it's like. Isn't it just you're kind of you, like you're not like,
yeah, it's first person. I think okay. You're an Abstergo employee, I think.
Yeah, be interesting. I just hope it's not too much of it, because there was a bit much of it in 3.
Yeah, I liked it.
No, I
just hated the way that ended, like,
or the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it still, but I don't know. Thought it was stupid. It didn't explain anything.
No, it kind of gets... That's why they wrote themselves in a corner with it a lot of ways. It kind of gets dumb. All right, so that's it then, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. You can also follow us at Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Why are you dancing along with this?
I'm going to the beat.
Okay. Also, be sure to check out our Google Plus community and join our conversations there.
And I'm going
to
start posting the show on First...
No, go
so
for
if you
it.
Want to jump in there and comment on it to help kind of float it to the top, that'd be helpful.
And be sure to go to iTunes Music Store, check out our old episodes, leave us a review. What episode number is this?
This is 299.
This is 299?
This is 299.
Shit, we have to figure out what we're going to do next week.
Next week is 300 episodes, if Jesus. You can believe it.
Yeah, we'll do something. I don't know what.
We'll something.
I'm not going to write a musical
it
in
is,
this
it
next week.
It is the pre-Halloween episode, I guess.
Oh, spooky. We'll be ghosts. We'll dress up for the podcast. That's a big surprise.
The guys, our costumes are amazing. You can't see them.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week right here on the... What do you call that? What's the 300th anniversary?
The tricentennial?
Or the tricentennial episode of this Exploding Barrel. That doesn't really make sense.
Tricentient?
I think that specifically is about years. Bye, everybody.
Bye.